Silver, away!
A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the Western United States, the local sheriffs were unable to preserve law and order, and in many districts, vigilante committees were organized. But the masked rider of the plains fought the principle upon which they were founded. He knew that justice and violence could not exist together, and his strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Rogers Falls! There's going to be trouble! Hi-yo, Silver, away!
A manhunt was taking place in the broken country to the north of Argus Falls. Half a dozen grim-faced horsemen rode with one hand on the reins of their mounts and the other on their guns, ready for instant action. The quarry was a man on foot, wounded, almost exhausted, who seized whatever cover offered momentary refuge, and who so far had avoided discovery and death only by a supreme effort inspired by terror. Finally, however, not even the desire to live could drive him farther. Stumbling, he sank to his knees, made one effort to rise again, then threw himself flat against the earth. His breath came in sobbing gasps. He heard the hunt come closer, but he could not move.
Can't go farther. They'll finally kill me. Oh, I don't care. Why this have to happen? Why? I can't figure it out. Why to me? Oh, if they just wouldn't see me. They just ride on.
Suddenly the yells of the horsemen stopped for the length of a heartbeat before breaking out again in rage and surprise. They'd caught the distant thunder of racing hooves. The hunted man half raised his head and stared. The thunder of approaching hooves grew louder. A great stallion whose coat gleamed like silver swept out of the west. Upon his back, a recklessly riding masked man, whose cry went ringing through the hills.
Come on, Silver! On, Silver! On!
What? A masked man? He's coming this way. He's seen me.
Come, that fellow! Get up! Shoot him down!
The masked man rode on. A startled band of horsemen emptied their guns at him, but the very fury of their attack spoiled their aim. Suddenly, the masked man leaned far from his saddle toward the ground, his arms outstretched. And the next moment, the figure that had lain exhausted upon the ground was across his saddle, and the great white stallion raced on, challenging pursuit.
Come on, old fellow! Come on, boy! Hurry on, Silver! Hold on!
Several miles away, the masked man drew his mount to a stop.
Oh, hold there, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh, hold there. Well, stranger, they've outdistanced those fellows. They're out of sight.
How could anybody hope to keep up with a horse like this? And
why were they after you?
You saved my life, mister, but just now I'd rather not talk.
You're in a bad way.
I was shot up some.
And you need attention. Where can I take you?
Friend?
Yes?
There's just one place I want to go now. Just one fellow I want to see.
Who?
The parson. The Reverend Matt Whitcomb. If so be it, you knew him.
Know him? I know him well.
And you'd take me there, to the parsonage, without asking questions?
Of course.
Mister, you're one in a million.
We'll be there in an hour. Hold of the saddle. Come on, Silver. Come on, old fellow. Come on!
When they had reached the parsonage by a roundabout route, the minister agreed to take care of the wounded man. And while he was getting him to bed, the Lone Ranger waited in the living room. Half an hour later...
I'm glad you didn't leave.
Do we examine his wounds? Will he live?
What he needs most of all is rest. The wounds aren't as bad as they appear.
Fine.
I suppose you're wondering who he is. Why those men were hunting him down.
Yes, naturally.
His name is Stag Phelps. He asked to be brought to me because he's a stranger in the district, and I knew him years ago in another section.
I see.
He's told me what happened. In confidence, of course, but when I explained to him who you are, he agreed it would be best for you to know.
Yes?
A wagon carrying a family of overland immigrants was attacked on the trail to Cumberland. The motive, no doubt, was robbery. But every member of the family was murdered and the wagon burned.
Again?
Yes, this isn't the first time that's happened by any means.
But how did Stag...
Stag tells me he came upon the wagon while it was still in flames. I know him to be honest and I don't question his story. He dismounted, and while examining the wagon, he was suddenly set upon by a party of horsemen who mistook him for the criminal responsible.
You'll vouch for Stag's word?
Completely.
Go on.
Stag escaped by leaving his horse behind. He was hit by bullets several times, but swam the river while the men on horses chose to cross by way of the ford. It took them longer and made it possible for him to evade them until you arrived. There's no question but what he would be dead now if it weren't for you.
I heard the firing from the hills. From up above there, I could see Stag running where those on a level with him couldn't.
You'll give me your word. You'll tell no one that Stag's here.
As long as you vouch for him, of course. Feelings running high over these holdups and murders. Stag was discovered under suspicious circumstances. I'm afraid if he were found, he'd never live to stand trial.
Exactly. There's just one good thing about this.
Yes?
He's almost certain he couldn't be recognized again by those fellows. He was standing with his back to them when they attacked. He didn't look around. He just dived across the wagon, made for the river, and kept going.
Good for him.
I suppose, though, they know they hit him. They'll be looking for a man with gun wounds. He won't be completely safe until they're healed or he can get out of the district unobserved.
Can he travel?
If it's necessary after he's arrested, yes. But I wouldn't advise it.
Then keep him here.
I intend to insist on that.
And tell him if he stays until I've finished, he'll be able to leave without suspicion.
You mean that you and Tonto...
Tonto isn't with me. He's going to visit his tribe.
Wait! You can't go after those killers alone. You mustn't...
Matt, I am going after them. I'm going after them alone, and I'll get them.
No, now listen to me.
Adios.
Come back. Go on. If all who fought for justice had his courage, the West would be a better place to live in.
Come on, Silver! Come on!
In the meantime, however, the band of men who had been hunting Stagg stumbled on the Lone Ranger's trail. When they had reached the straggling outskirts of Argus Falls, they began a systematic search.
Here's first place, men. Inside. Come on.
All right.
Don't make trouble, folks. We're looking for a killer. All right, fellas. When you find him, shoot him on sight.
You're right, then, you are, Rocky. Your first time.
Here your saddles, men. There's the next place ahead.
Right.
He can't be far. We'll hunt him out if we have to search the whole town. Get up there.
Get up there.
Get up there.
Asking permission of no one, not even stopping to report to the sheriff, the band reined in at each cabin it came to, forced its way inside, made a hasty but thorough search, then rode on. The cabin of Jack Whitcomb, the younger brother of the minister, was directly in the path of the searching party. Inside the cabin, Jack was seated on the edge of a cot, sullenly refusing to answer the anxious questions of his wife.
Belle, there's no use keeping at me. I'm not going to tell you anything.
But Jack, you've been shot in three different places.
Well, what of it? They're just scratches. They don't amount to anything.
Aren't you going to tell me how it happened? Did you fight with someone? Jack, I don't even know where you were last night.
Ooh, just around.
I do know you were drinking again.
Can't a fellow drink once in a while?
Jack, I don't think anyone should ever, but if it were just once in a while, I think I could stand it better. But it isn't. You drink almost every day, and you never know when to stop.
No, quit pecking at me.
Don't you care whether you hurt me or not?
Oh, sure I do, Belle, but gee, you always...
Oh, it looks for the brother of the minister to be drinking so much that he can't even hold a job.
Huh? Say, do you think I'd be hanging around the cafe so much if I could find something to do?
You won't find work there.
Well, I tell you that...
You'll find nothing but trouble, as you should know. Look at you. Just look at you. Oh, Jack, you should be ashamed.
Oh, now, honey, listen.
I'm ashamed. I wish we'd never come west. I wish we'd stayed back east where we belong.
Oh, Belle, please, don't cry. Oh, please don't cry, honey.
Jack, you...
Oh. Hey, right, what the... Bust in on you folks like this, Jack. We're looking for a certain skunk, and we can't give him warning. Search the place, fellas.
All right, come on.
Don't take long, then we'll... You've been shot.
Rocky, I was...
How'd you get that wound?
Oh, my shoulder.
Rocky, that's Jack.
Yeah, you stay out of this. Talk up, Jack, and talk blame fast. Where'd you get them gunshots? Where?
Take your hand away.
You...
And get out of this cabin. I don't have to tell you anything, and I'm not. Go on, get out. Get out, all of you.
You ain't explaining, fella.
Not to you or anybody. Get out.
Boss, it's him.
A rotten killer.
Take him, boys.
Oh, get back and leave me alone, I tell you. Get back. Hey, let go. Let go.
What are you doing? Leave my husband alone. Stop it.
Him, they're trying to interfere. Boys, take him outside. Put him on a horse.
Let go. Rocky, wait. What are you going to do with me?
Give you what any killer ought to have.
I reckon not.
The sheriff.
Sheriff, make these men let Jack go.
Now, look here, Sheriff.
Rocky, shut up. I've been getting complaints about you and your men here. Seems like you've been making mighty free in folks' homes without doing much to explain yourselves. Don't you think if he was after somebody, it'd been better... for you to come to me first?
We didn't want to give him the chance to get away.
But we got him now, Sheriff.
You can't do it.
Just a second, Jack. Bring him in here, boys.
All right, you gather.
Now then, Rocky, what makes you think Jack's the fellow you want?
It's him, all right. He's been shot, and he won't tell how.
And he's dressed just like the skunk we're after.
I'm not the one you...
How'd you get them wounds, Jack?
Well, I don't have to say.
You mean you won't?
Yes.
I ain't saying I approve of the way they went about it, Jack. But if these fellas claim you're the man they're after, why, it looks right bad for you. There won't be no lynching as long as I'm on the job. But you'll have to come along with me to jail.
But what am I charged with?
Ain't they told you?
Well, all I know is that they meant to finish me off.
Well, there's been more immigrants killed, Jack. I guess you'd better say goodbye to Belle here.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. how to continue our story. The following day, the Lone Ranger, without his mask but wearing a disguise, rode slowly toward the parsonage. The minister rode at his side and...
I'm afraid there isn't much I can say for Jack. He's my brother, and I think the world of him. But no one knows his weaknesses better than I do.
The West isn't the place for him. He should return east.
I've told him that. If he can be cleared of this charge, he's promised me he will.
The sheriff really believes him guilty?
What else can he think? It's obvious he's been in a gunfight. And he answers Rocky's description of the man they surprised at the burning wagon. Perhaps if Jack had told the truth immediately, he might have been given the benefit of the doubt. He didn't, though, and naturally the sheriff believes the story he tells now is simply an alibi made up to cover the circumstances.
And there's no way of checking his story?
How? Jack was drinking so heavily that night, he doesn't remember where he was or who he fought with. Of course, he wasn't in Argus Falls. If he had been, someone would have known of the affair. And Jack doesn't recall enough of the fight itself to tell us where to look.
In other words...
Yes?
You can't prove your brother isn't the man Rocky tried to capture without telling the law Stagg's the man it wants.
Exactly. The life of my own brother is at stake. I could save it by telling what I know. But I can't speak because I've given Stagg my word to keep silent.
And I can suggest just one thing.
And that?
We'll be at the house in a moment. You and I will go inside. Tell Stagg what's happened and show him why he must free you from your promise. I think he will when he understands. I'll give him my word that he'll come to no harm because of it.
You really think he'll do it?
He's half the man you claimed he is, yes.
I couldn't talk without his permission. If I did, I'd be betraying his trust.
Here we are. Oh, Silver. Oh,
good boy. Yep.
Don't worry about it.
Yes, but...
You'll find that Stagg won't ask you to risk Jack's life. Stay there, old fellow. I'm sure of it.
I certainly hope you're right.
That's his room?
Yes. This way. Stagg, it's Matt. I brought the Lone Ranger with me to...
This room's empty. He's gone.
But where? How?
Look there.
The window's open.
That's the way he went. He wouldn't be seen from the trail. Here. What's this?
What did you find?
He left you a note, Matt. Shall I read it?
Please.
Parson, I've rested, so I'd better get on. I'll make it out of the district somehow, so don't let that fret you. I couldn't stay on knowing the trouble you'd get in if they found you'd been hiding me. I know you'd try to keep me anyhow, so I'm going while you aren't around. And thanks for not telling about me. You and that masked hombre are what I call real men. Adios. That's all of it, Matt.
Good.
And on foot. There's not one chance in a thousand of finding him and bringing him back.
He thought he was doing me a favor.
Yes.
He didn't know about Jack.
Of course not.
And now, unless he returns, I can say nothing.
We... Who's that?
Eh?
Someone just rode up. Hey, Matt, it's Rocky.
You know, home, Parson? Hi. Anybody in there?
What does he want?
That's hard to tell.
Oh, howdy, Parson. Howdy, stranger.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, I thought I'd better. Just wanted to explain how it was I had to turn your brother over to the law. Were no hard feelings on my part, I just...
You'd better come inside.
Oh, thanks.
Then I'll be going, Matt.
But, Dad...
I have work to do that won't wait. I'll see you later. And while I'm gone, there's something you can do.
Yes?
Too many emigrants going through this territory have been robbed or killed or both. It has to be stopped. And if the men behind it can't be caught, then the emigrants must be given protection.
They already got the killer, stranger.
That's a matter of opinion. I don't believe they have. There may be more trouble.
What do you mean?
I happen to know that an Easterner by the name of Williams is driving this way with his family. I've heard he's carrying several $1,000s with him in gold. Tomorrow, he'll be covering the same section of trail where most of these other killings have occurred.
You think he's in danger?
I do. Tell the sheriff about him. Tell the sheriff he'd better send a deputy to see that Williams reaches Cumberland safely.
Why, of course I will.
And I'll see you in several days.
Who's that gent?
A friend of mine. You wouldn't know him. Why?
Oh, I just noticed that horse of his outside, that's all.
You did?
put me in mind of the cayuse that mask crook was riding the other day. Yeah, but of course, if this gent's a friend of yours, Parson, they couldn't be the same.
Come on, come on!
Rocky left the parsonage almost at once, but before the minister could start for the sheriff's office, his brother's wife arrived. He tried to comfort her, but finally...
I'm sorry, Bell, but I must see the sheriff. I won't be long, though. If you want to, you can wait here until I get back.
But, Matt, something has to be done. I've been in town. They're talking of lynching, Jack.
We'll prevent that.
But how...
Of course we will. The sheriff won't stand for anything like that. And while I'm in town, I'll talk to the people. They'll listen to me. I know they will. And...
Yes, Matt?
I know Jack is innocent. How I know, I'm not free to tell. But just remember that as long as a man is innocent, there must be a way to prove it. And that way would be found.
But then it may be too late.
No.
How can you say that? How can you be sure?
Because there's someone on Jack's side who's never failed those who have depended upon him, Bill.
Someone on Jack's side?
Yes.
Who?
Wait here until I get back and I'll explain. I'll return as quickly as I can. Oh,
please hurry, please. I'm so worried.
I'll be back in an hour. And then... Who?
Back inside, Parson. You ain't going no place.
Mask.
You was going to call on the sheriff, huh? Well, I reckon you won't. I reckon you'll be staying right here.
But late that night, the Lone Ranger raced toward the sheriff's office. When he reached it...
Oh, hold there, Silver. Oh, what? Oh, what? Sheriff.
Who's there?
A friend. Open up.
Just a second.
Can't a fellow even get to bed nights without me? Well, I'll be...
Forget this mask, Sheriff.
You
and I are going to have a talk.
On the following morning... A single covered wagon, drawn by two plodding horses, slowly made its way over the trail towards Cumberland. Only one man sat on the high wooden seat, but from time to time he turned his head to address someone inside the wagon. The driver paid little attention to his surroundings, trusting his horses to follow the trail. At length he pulled his broad-brimmed hat down over his eyes and seemed to doze. But suddenly, just as the wagon approached a deep arroyo... Band of armed horsemen broke cover and headed for the trail, firing wildly into the air.
What the sham hill up there, Bill?
Pull up before you get drilled.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say, what in tarnation's the matter with you fellas? Want to scare a man half to death? What do you want?
Your handle, Williams.
Might be, mister, might be. Then again, it might not. What's it to you?
Don't get to talking too much. Who's inside there?
Now, you look here.
They're on the climb out here and line up with their hands in the air.
Huh? This a holdup?
Just figuring it out. Go on, get them out here.
You wouldn't harm them, would you, mister?
Do like I tell you, we'll blast you all.
Wait, mister, if it's cash you're after, I ain't going to give you no argument. You can have all I got.
Don't argue with him.
I ain't.
Let me drill him, huh? Go on, boss. Let me put some lead through him. Then we can help ourselves.
Shut up. Well, Williams, I'm giving you just about 3 more seconds. I don't care whether that's your family under that canvas or not. Get them out here. If you don't...
Huh?
Well, if you don't, maybe you won't never live to reach wherever you're headed for. You'll get what the last folks got that tried to make trouble.
You drillers? You killed other folks?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't believe it. You're just trying to run a bluff.
Hear about the wagon found burned up right here in this same trail just a couple of days ago, eh?
You fellas done that?
You bet we did. Now, do like the boss said or get the same.
Gosh, I reckon I'd better. Come on, climb out, folks. These fellas say you have to.
We're coming.
What the hell? Those guns.
The sheriff.
Where's the law? Let him have it.
No, you don't.
Stay let go. You're dragging me off my horse. Watch out.
Boss, I'll get
you. There. That'll take care of you, you scum. Come on, fellas.
Adam.
fight, fellas. Quit it, I tell you. The masked man's got a gun on me. Stop fighting or you'll fire.
Stop blazing with you. We're getting out of this.
The next will come closer.
Don't shoot again. Don't shoot. I'm giving up. Don't shoot.
Round him up, fellas. The time's good. They've got to keep for a hanging.
Where'd you fellas come from?
Rocky, you most likely don't recognize me now that I'm wearing a mask. But I'm the same man you saw yesterday when you called on the minister.
That horse. That white horse. That's just what I suspicioned.
It's too late to do you any good. Rocky, when I studied that last holdup, I knew just what had happened.
Boy, you...
Quiet. You and your gang held up those emigrants, robbed, then murdered them. You were making your getaway when you or one of your men must have noticed someone ride up to the burning wagon, dismount, and examine it. He must have been afraid he saw you and could identify you later. So you circled and went back to capture him.
But he saw it.
It must be. I saw your trail. And it explains why you were so anxious to kill the man you accused of the robbery. You were afraid if he'd seen you, his story would make you trouble.
Now listen to me.
If he did, you could put the blame on him and never be suspected.
You believe this fellow, Sheriff? You believe all this crazy talk?
You just the same as admitted it when you fell into the trap the masked fellow fixed for you.
But I tell you, I
told you a wealthy emigrant was coming over this trail, knowing you'd be tempted to rob him. The sheriff got this wagon and a man to drive it. And in case you're wondering, the minister was freed right after your man tied up him and Jack's wife.
Well, you meddling polecat. I'd like to fix you so you'd never meddle with anybody again.
Rocky, I'll just bet you would. But with a rope waiting for you, I reckon you won't. All right, men, let's get these skunks to town. March, you sidewinders! March! March!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.